All right, it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration. Today, I am rocking my earrings created by Terry Wheeler, who is the owner of Beauty for Ashes. Okay, she makes wearable art. So I put it on fabric, and as you see, if you were on YouTube Live or Facebook Live, I am rocking my earrings with my fabric. I also have on my You Good t-shirt, all right? So that's what I did with my artwork. And I no longer decree and declare that I produce power from my pain, because I don't have any power of my own. I declare that I am God resilient, because if it was not for the Lord, honey, on my side and his grace and his mercy, where would I be? God bless you. It is another beautiful day. If you are in the Philadelphia area, it is a rainy Saturday morning, and it is supposed to end pretty soon, but be cloudy all day. So if you are traveling first thing this Saturday morning, please be careful out there. God bless. I am wonderful this morning. You guys know I shared with you, I was at the Hood Flea Market last night, and it was a wonderful experience, and I will be back there today selling our check-in cards. Amen. So you know I gotta represent with my own shirts, you know, just having a really good time, meeting some really awesome people, and everybody's hustling, man. Everybody got their thing. They're pushing forward, they're moving forward, and they're trying to get their creativity out there known and respected by the people. You know, you definitely cannot knock the hustle. Amen. You guys see I didn't put my eyebrows on this morning, but it's okay. We're going to keep it moving. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to process our devotional in God resilient, and we are going to pursue God's word. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you, and we honor you, Father God. We give you the glory. We forever, Father God, praise thy name. We forever honor you, forever seek you, Lord God. For you are sovereign, you are Lord, you are Adonai, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the Lamb of God. You are the Father of lights. We love you and we praise you. You are the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You are the good shepherd. You are the door. We love you. You are the word made flesh. You are the Son of Man and the Son of God. And we love you and we praise you and we worship you. And we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit, amen, will be in this place. Father God, will be in this space. Let there be light. Oh, Father God, you are the light of the world. And it is your word that brings light into our minds, into our hearts, into our souls, giving us the direction. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord God. We plan our way, but Father God, you order and establish our steps. We love you. We seek ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, and everything that we need will be added unto us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Who is with us this morning? If you are on YouTube Live or Facebook Live, I definitely want to hear from you. I see Evangelist Evelyn. God bless you. It's been a long week, but I'm mad at it today. God bless you, Terry. Many blessings. Thank you for my success. Yes, we had a Webby and I had a good time at the event last night. Meeting some people, got some business cards, sold some product. Some people appreciated the artwork, appreciated the message of checking in. You know, go and see people, go and check in on them. I'm trying to create a new category of cards. Amen. For the urban community title check-in. All right. God bless you. Gil, it is wonderful to see you this morning. And good morning, Rhonda. Don't forget, Rhonda, we will be talking after the live. Just give me a couple of minutes because I have to load up my vehicle and be on my way to the flea market this morning. Amen. So let's discuss. Amen. And if you are on YouTube, I would love to hear. You know, we are firing on all cylinders. We are recording the podcast. We are on YouTube Live and we are on Facebook Live. Amen. 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 So I want everybody to put in the comments what you have learned thus far about our topic of kingdom value. We've been talking about kingdom value now for almost a week. Amen. What has resonated with you the most about kingdom value and the fact that you have kingdom value? Amen. So go ahead and put that in the chat as I pull up my notes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. All right. So now, this is part two and a continuation from yesterday. Amen. The topic is gratitude brings kingdom value, or gratitude increases your kingdom value. Amen. Kingdom value, and please y'all understand, nothing can compare to God, his word, nor his kingdom. But Jesus talked in parables so that people could understand the message and what he was saying. God bless you, Minister Anna. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. And so what we want, when I, so yesterday or the day before, one of them days, y'all, I talked about spiritual capital, right? And we understand capital meaning either money or something of value, right? We have human capital, meaning that we have influence over people where we can ask and receive. Amen. That's human capital. And you know, some people say your net work is your net worth. Amen. That the more people you are around, the more people you know, and you have positive relationships with those folks, then that can potentially increase your net worth. Amen. And then we also know that we have financial capital. We can also have social capital, right? When you are using social media platforms, or you have a huge like community leadership or civic engagement, that can increase your social capital. And so I want to use that as a parable to help us understand that we also have spiritual capital. Amen. The word of God says that Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. Think about that. We have the Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the precious Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd, the Word made flesh. Amen. The resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. If he increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man, then think about it. Then we can increase in stature, wisdom, and favor as well. Somebody find that scripture for me. Y'all know I be knowing scripture, but don't always know the address. So find that scripture that wisdom, that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man, because I want you to see this for yourself. Amen. Evelyn says, I know that everyone has a king that lives inside of us, and his name is Jesus. Child, I know that's right, honey. Okay, he is a treasure in this earthen vessel. Hallelujah. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so you can increase in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with man. Now, the Bible doesn't talk about spiritual capital, but what I'm saying is I'm using spiritual capital as a parable or a simile to help you understand that just like we can gain social capital, human capital, and financial capital, we can also increase our spiritual capital. Amen. Rhonda says, I have a deeper appreciation for life in God. God really does make everything work for me. He loves me like that. A minister Anna says, triune capital. Ooh, that's good. I didn't even think about the triune capital. All right, now, spiritual capital, human capital, financial capital. Honey, that is a triune capital. Yeah, thank you for bringing that revelation. I didn't even see it that way. Thank you so much. But yes, we can increase. Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor. Make sure y'all Google that scripture and put it in the chat, amen, so that we all can see it for ourselves. And he did that with God and man. But there are things that we have to do. And the first thing is to seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything that we need will be added unto us. Not everything that we want. Not everything on our wish list. Not every letter that we send to Santa Claus. Because sometimes that's how we treat God. Like Santa Claus. Amen. Not every desire, when our desires align with God's desire. Thank you, woman of God. Minister Anna found the scripture in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you need shall be added unto you. And if Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man, then we need to position ourselves to do the same thing. Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 52. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. So the title of this section of the Gospel in my version of the Bible, which is the Holman Christian Standard Bible, it says, so let's go to 51. Amen. Then he went down. Who is he? Jesus. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. Amen. This is after they had to take the family trip, amen, down to Galilee. And remember, Jesus was supposed to be among the family. His mama and daddy looking around, child, they can't find him. Child, where he at? He up in the temple, child. Okay. Ministering to people. And they're just like, who is this child? And Jesus is like, why are you searching for me, honey? Didn't you know that it is necessary for me to be about my father's business? Like y'all know what the deal is. Don't fake the funk. Amen. But no one knew what he was talking about because he was just a child. Amen. So this scripture is referring to when Jesus was a child and he had to grow up. So whether that is growing up naturally or growing up spiritually for us, because we are born again believers, we have to grow up spiritually. Amen. We have to mature. And the more that we are in Christ, the more we take him at his word, the more obedient we are to God, the more we increase. Because look at what it says in verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. See, we don't want to be obedient to anybody. All right. Ciao. You got to submit to somebody. We all do. You submit to God first. And then you have to submit. I mean, that's just how God operates. There is no other way. You're going to submit to something. You're either going to bow your knee to Jesus, or you are going to be a slave to the forces of darkness. Trust me, it's inevitable. So why don't, since Jesus' yoke is easy and his burden is light, why don't we submit to God? And then the natural order that God puts in place. If you are a child, you need to submit to a parent. If you are a wife or you are married, the word of God says that you submit one to another in Ephesians. Okay. You know what I mean? So if you are married, then you submit one to another. Amen. If you are an employee, then you submit to the policies and the procedures and the organizational chart that's in place. In our civil world, you submit to the authority of the police. If you're in the justice system, you submit to the authority of the bailer. The bailiff, what's his name? The guy that, you know, the judge. You know what I mean? We all have to submit and to be obedient. But it's just very interesting that the word of God says that, and he was obedient to them. Even though he was fully the Son of God, he still had to go through the growing process. He still had to increase in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and with people. God, the Father, did not make Jesus skip any steps. He didn't make him skip the steps. He had to follow the same steps, the same guidelines, the same natural consequences, the same gravity that we all, even though he defied gravity, even though he created time, even though he, I mean, my God, he is eternal God. When he submitted to God the Father, everything that was a part of that assignment for the Son of God, the only begotten Son, he had to follow that. Why do we think we don't have to follow certain rules? Why do we think that we don't have to be submitted? Why do we think that we can do whatever we want to do? Don't miss this point. And he was obedient to them. His mother kept all of these things in her heart. Your mama know who you are. Jesus' mama knew who he was. Amen. That's why when it got to the wedding, she was like, we need you to go ahead and do your thing. He was like, what? She knew who her child was. Amen. She didn't have the full revelation, but she knew. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. But what does it say before that? And he was obedient to them. Amen. So if you want that triune capital that Minister Anna so eloquently chatted for us, the human capital, the financial capital, the spiritual capital, everything starts with the spirit realm. Submitting to God. Seeking ye first thy kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. Being obedient. Obedient is better than sacrifice. The willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. Amen. And now we are on the topic of gratitude. very key and very important. The topic should be obedience, but I think we've already talked about how obedience brings us kingdom value. Your obedience commands a blessing. And that's not my own. That was ministered to me by Dr. Carolyn, my husband and I's spiritual leader. I submit, I have a woman of God whom I submit to. I have a woman of God who speaks into my life, who corrects me, who prays for me, who gives me direction, who I go to for spiritual counsel. We all must submit to someone. But we want to make sure that we're not submitting to someone who doesn't know who we are spiritually, who doesn't respect who we are spiritually. Not only do I submit, but there is an equal respect and honor for the God in me and for the God and kingdom assignment on my life from my spiritual leader. You want someone who's going to respect you, who's going to honor you, who's going to pray for you, and to understand that you have to make your own decisions. And if they love you, they'll give you the counsel, and then they'll pray for you. Because no one is Holy Ghost Junior. So in submission, be careful that we're not being controlled, that we're not being manipulated. Amen. Make sure that who you submit to knows the God in you and your assignment. Amen. And gives you the freedom to be a human being and to make your own decisions. Amen. And so we want to make sure that as we are increasing our spiritual capital, that we are incorporating gratitude. We must be grateful. Amen. Let's turn to back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And don't forget, please write in the chat if there is anything that resonated with you the most the past couple of days that you want to share with us. Amen. I would love to hear your perspective. Amen. And what you're getting out of the topic of kingdom value. Amen. So we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Amen. And the word of God says, rejoice always. Pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the one thing that we want to continue to point out that I've never seen before is that this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is God's will for us to give thanks in everything. I like never saw that before. As many times as I read that passage of scripture, I did like God shined his light on that part. So if we're not giving thanks in everything, that means that are we out of God's will? What are your thoughts? Do you think that that's what that's saying? Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything, not for everything, but in everything. That is a difference. No, you're not going to thank God for being sick. No, you're not going to thank God for a spiritual attack, but you're going to thank him in it. My husband says, William Winterforth, in everything, good, bad, and indifferent. Amen, man of God. Thank him in everything. I'm like, that's his will. His will is for us to give thanks in everything. God, I thank you in this moment. I thank you when I'm content. I thank you when I'm a base. I thank you when I'm a bound. I thank you when my back is against the wall. I thank you when I'm joyful. I thank you when I'm lying down. I thank you when I get up. I thank you when I'm employed. I thank you when I'm not, when I'm unemployed. I thank you when I'm alone. I thank you when I'm surrounded by people. I thank you when everything is coming up against me. And I thank you when everything is going my way. Think about it. I thank you that I ate this morning. I thank you that I got a house. I thank you, God, that I have running water to take a shower. I thank you, Lord, that it's a rainy day. I thank you, Lord, that it's a cloudy day. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go to an event to make money and to share and bring value to the marketplace. I thank you, Lord, for all of my gifts and my talents. But I thank you, Lord, for my internet. I thank you, Lord, for these social media platforms. I thank you, Lord, in my sickness. I thank you, Lord, when things are going good. I thank you, Lord, when they're going bad. I thank you, Lord, when it's just everyday, mundane, get up, eat, take a shower, work out, go to work, come home, get the gas, cook the dinner, look at my favorite show, go to bed. Thank you, Lord. I mean, my God. Give in everything. In everything. Just imagine how different your life will be. What the type of attitude you will have, the type of disposition you have, the type of mental health you will have if you gave thanks in everything. Everything. I'm like, my God, because that is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I'm like, wait, it's your will for me to do that. I want to be in God's will. And that's one way that we can be in God's will. And that will bring and increase our kingdom value. That in everything, give thanks. So yesterday, we talked about how giving thanks. Oh, Brother Gill says, I understand and have learned I have worldly value and heavenly value. God bless you. When operating in my kingdom worth, my life makes sense. Life, like William said, good or bad, it's okay because there is only good. God in the end works because God is directing and guiding my life. Amen? Yes. I'm learning not to seek things, not to go after things. If it's presented to me, okay, I'll engage it. But I'm not going to seek after it because if it's mine, if it's God's will, it's going to happen. And it's either going to be a yes, a no, or a wait. And so my maturity is learning to be okay in that, living in that area, living with the red light, the yellow light, or the green light. Because it's either going to be red, yellow, or green. That's it. God is in control. And giving thanks in everything. Giving thanks if it's a red. Giving thanks is the if the light is yellow. And giving thanks if the light is green. Like, that's where I need to learn how to live and exist. In this season of my life, and being okay and giving thanks in that, because that's God's will. Amen. Minister Anna says, stop, wait, or go. Give thanks. Exactly. Either one. And, you know, we've learned, any of us have been in church for a minute, we know that if you're unsure, wait. If you don't have clarity, wait. But then other times we learn, well, you're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Okay. And that takes a personal relationship with God to know if you are waiting on God or if God is waiting on you. No one can tell you what season and what time if you're waiting on God or if God is waiting on you. Only you can discern that, unless God gives someone the revelation to share that with you. Rhonda says, when life is not going my way, I thank God for being with me in the situation that is not going my way. He will help me. I know that's right, child. And my husband says, William Webb the Fourth, Dr. William Webb, he says, be still. Exactly. I'm in a thing right now. Remember I was talking about yesterday, clearing my plate. When I had major surgery, I stopped teaching at Lancaster Bible College. I stopped doing the Sister to Sister program. I stopped everything in my life. Everything. To focus on my health and my healing. Amen. So now I'm at the point, 6 months later, I'm looking at what I'm going to put back on the table. And one of those things, I saw an opportunity. I had a couple of conversations. Now I'm waiting. Is either they're going to call me or they're not. But I'm not going to pursue it. Because if it's, I've already did my part. So now I have to be still. And I have to be okay. If it's a, I'm in the yellow right now. It's a yellow light for me. I got to be still. And I have to be okay if I get a red light or a green light. Either way, I need to give thanks. Because like Brother Gil said, it's going to be God's will or it's not God's will. Amen. Minister Anna said, it's one thing to wait on God. Give thanks while the wait is on God. I know that's right. There's a difference between waiting as far as the dimension of time. Right, then there's the weight, the dimension of gravity. Okay, there's two dimensions when you think about the word weight, the dimension of time where you have to wait a certain amount of time, and then there is the dimension of gravity, and that is the weight that you carry. Amen. Of the things that's going on in your life. And that is where we understand that Jesus, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. And that when we cast all of our cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us, he will carry that weight, that dimension of gravity that sits on our shoulders. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have the dimension of time and the dimension of gravity. Amen. And yes, Minister Anna says, yes, amen. My husband, Dr. William Webb IV, says the weight of waiting. Okay, I told y'all we are bi-dimensional. We are natural and spiritual. We don't carry physical weight. And I'm going to get this for y'all. Amen. We ain't carrying physical weight. This is the weight that I use when I work out. This one is a 10-pounder. Amen. Right now I'm working out with one dumbbell, 10 pounds, as I build my muscles back, because I went through so much physically, I could not work out and I didn't understand what was going on in my life. So between my schedule and what was going on with my body physically, so I am literally starting, I don't want to say I'm starting from scratch, but I'm at the point with everything that went on in my life and the stage and age that I'm in, that I have to do weight training. I cannot do weight training. Amen. For women who understand that, I am in perimenopause. So that's a whole nother conversation for us women. Maybe we can have a conversation about that. But, and so, so we're not talking about the physical weight, the natural weight. Amen. When my husband says the weight of waiting, we are talking about that spiritual dimension of gravity, the things that hang over us, that sense of responsibility that we have, you know, wanting things to change, wanting things to come through, having deadlines and having to carry the how and the when and the what. Amen. So we have to put the weight of waiting on God. Because even in waiting in the dimension of time, that can put weight on us. Amen. Terry says, I'm learning how valuable I am in his kingdom. I never really looked at it like that. I'm getting more clarity and revelation about myself, my life, and my relationships. So much delicious feasting every day. I love our spiritual breakfast you cook. Oh, I love you, Terry. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You cook and serve God resilient. Amen. We denounce all human resiliency, hallelujah, and we must declare that we are God resilient. My husband agrees and he says yes, and Rhonda says me too. I have osteoporosis and I must lift the weights to reverse it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And so it's amazing, amen, that when we have to deal with the weight of waiting. I am so in love. I'm telling y'all, I need y'all just as much as y'all need me, honey. Yeah, that's why I'm like, please comment in the chat because y'all feed me and give me revelation and insight that I can't get on my own. That's why I love Terry, and she coined it as a God resilient community. And I just so appreciate Terry for that revelation. And so, you know what? We're not finished with this topic of gratitude. I let you guys know that when we started the topic of kingdom value, that I did not know how long we were going to be on this topic. I just knew in my spirit that we were going to be with this one. This one is going to be line by line, precept by precept. Amen. Because I really want us to understand that we have kingdom value. And our kingdom value is not like the world's value. Yes, there are some things that we do in this world that's valuable. You guys know, as I say it, I have a doctorate's degree. But guess what? I have a doctorate in educational leadership and change. That EDD, even though it's a doctorate, is still not respected in certain communities. I can't go to the medical profession and say, oh, I'm a doctor. They don't even necessarily utilize or consider me or use my title as doctor, especially in hospital settings. The only ones that can be considered doctor in a hospital setting are those who have are psychiatrists or medical doctors. Amen. Now, if it was like a teaching hospital and I was in a different type of position, yes, they may honor it. So even in the whole world of academia, and the fact that I have an EDD and my doctorate is in education, that's not valuable everywhere I go. So I'm using it as an example that there are some instances that we have value in the earth realm, but it's not even across the board. And some of us have kingdom value. And we can increase, just like we can increase our worldly value, we can increase our earthly value. I can increase my worldly value regarding my profession if I went back to school to become a psychiatrist or a licensed person. That will increase my value in the world and in the earth realm. Amen. But that's why we have to be careful that we're not trying to seek gaining worldly value solely. We have to seek what God wants from us, where he wants to position us, because our spiritual value and our spiritual capital is going to weigh. Here we go back with the word weigh. It's going to weigh so much more than any earthly value, because Why lose your soul just to gain the whole world? Is that what we want? No, that's not what we want. Amen. We want to build our spiritual capital and increase our kingdom value. My husband says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And his righteousness, and everything that we need to operate in this earth realm will be added unto us. Amen. We are going to pick right back up here on tomorrow. Brother Gill says, in kingdom value says, all things work for good. I know that's right. Everything. Whether I got a medical doctorate degree, whether I'm a psychiatrist, whether I'm a licensed psychiatrist or a psychologist, none of that matters. Because where God wants me to be is where he wants me to be. And I have to find and seek him to show me where he wants me to be so that all of who I am will be valuable in that place. I'm not valuable everywhere. But there are places like that puzzle that fit. I mean, that piece that fits in that puzzle. We are all puzzle pieces that fit somewhere in God's kingdom, in the body of Christ, and in the earth realm. Amen. We're all a puzzle piece and we fit perfectly. And you have to seek God about where you fit perfectly. We can't fit everywhere, and that's okay. Amen. And where we fit perfectly is where we have kingdom value. Well, excuse me, where we'll have earthly value, because we have kingdom value, but we want to increase in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. And you do that when you seek God first about where he wants you to be. And then it will be the culmination of your earthly value and your spiritual value. And when you're obedient and you submit to God, that's going to continue to increase your spiritual capital. Amen. I love y'all. Okay, I gotta go. I am going to the hood flea market. Make sure y'all check me out. Yes, honey, it is in the hood. Straight up. But honey, I'm in Philadelphia and I am going to North Philly. Amen. I love y'all. We will be right back here tomorrow. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, Minister Zeddy. She says, Lady Z. Well, I'm not quite sure if that's Minister Zeddy, but it says Lady Z. And it says, grateful to God for having an opportunity to hear his word daily. Amen. You make it plain. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Mwah.